doesn't say yes or no. He wants to say, well, maybe. How would he say that? Well,
I don't know. I speck a will. I speck a won't. I don't know. I might, maybe. Speck so.
How is reckon used? I reckon so.
I reckon so. That's a very popular word. That means I guess.
Reckon, the Negro might say speck, but
I say I reckon so. Reckon. First, when I went to school up in New York, Poughkeepsie, New York, right, a boy there from Texas. And he used that word reckon, and this fella just died. And what did you say? He says he didn't know what the word was. He'd never heard it before. Mm-hmm. You say, I reckon. What do you mean you reckon? He said, I think so. I'll put it where you can understand. I think I'll go. He was talking to me when he said, I reckon so, because I knew what he meant. Mm-hmm.
That's still used, isn't it?
So oh, yeah. Quite
common. And not necessarily by lower classes.
Used by everybody. Mm-hmm. But as I say, this county, we outnumber now. There's 5 niggers to 1 white in this county, and it has been as high as 10-1. And associating with them all the time and talking to them and working with them and working with them, and they're working for you. They've picked the whites. They've just picked educated whites. They've just picked that stuff up, and you'll hear a PhD using that, talking that way, and you know they know better, but it's just
That's what's required.
They just absorbed it. Mm-hmm. Well, I know I do.
And I think people do that and have to do it deliberately, or they don't belong to the community. They have to adapt.
Well, you have to do it to make them understand, and that's mm-hmm. the thing.
If you were, say, selling a car, even to an uneducated white, wouldn't you have to approach his language?
Get right down there with him. I sold an old Negro a car here, a secondhand car, and he said, now I'm going to bring my son in tomorrow and you teach him how to drive. So he came in the next day, and I got the boy on the front seat by him, and he was on the back seat. And I said, now look, boy, I'm going to show you how to start this car. When I said that, that old nigga jumped straight up, said, wait a minute. So you got that thing backwards. They show that nigga how to stop that car first. So you got it backwards. Show him how to stop that car.
He probably felt like a prisoner in the back seat.
Yeah, so you got that thing backwards, boy. So you show that nigga how to stop that car first. Out here in the country a couple of years ago, and a man owned a plantation down here, and he was gone. And one of his colored hands came up to the store and asked his brother, said, I don't know exactly how to do so-and-so down here. And said, tell me what to do about it. He said, do you know how you would do it? Yes, sir, I know exactly how I'd do it. He said, well, you do it just backwards from that and you'll have it right. I'll never forget that. He said, of course I do it wrong every time. Said, you do it just, as he said the word backwards, said, you just do it backwards from that and you'll have it right. In other words, just the opposite, you know.
Mm-hmm. How about the use of be? How are you? Well,
first thing they'll say, how you doing today? I'm okay, I guess. Well, how'd all the folks? All they well, except so-and-so. She's kind of poorly today, but the rest of them get along pretty well, I guess. But so-and-so, she's poorly today, but I had a doctor with her last week, and she come out all right, I expect.
Do they say, I'd be pretty good? Does that sound right or not?
Well, no, they say I'm doing pretty fair, I guess.
And they use the word be, and can that I be pretty good or not?
No, that's used in some sections, but that's not...
And you say...
I remember one time, the colored people's cabin just lived out behind our house. And they set the night jars out to air during the day. I couldn't have been over 8 or 10 years old, and I threw a rock at one and hit it and broke it all to pieces.